There's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
What up, guys? It's Ladi Po, and you are listening to Femi and the Gang on 99.3 Nigeria Info. But you knew that.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. Yes, it's one of those days. Apologies about that sound. It's definitely not Femi and the Gang. It is Hard Facts. It's Sandra Ezekwesili. First hard fact of the day, the I Beg to Differ shortlist is out. If you auditioned, check your email. If you have received an invitation email, reply with all the documents that we are asking for. We need them to help us prove that you are the age that you say that you are and that you attend the school that you claim that you are attending. If you don't submit by tomorrow, by 12 noon tomorrow, we're going to replace you with the next ranked alternate candidate. Alternates have already been sending us their own notifications because they are ready for a second chance. They're raring to go. So if you haven't sent in, please go ahead and do it. So let me tell you, those who have not sent theirs in yet, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. We've got Makinde. He's one of them. Makinde Adeleye. Makinde Adeleye and Omanufeme Ogenefego Chidima. And also Ames Stephanie Ehi. We've not heard from these three people. By tomorrow, 12 noon, if we don't hear from them, we're going to have to replace them with the alternate candidates. But good luck to all those who have entered so far. Congratulations to everyone that received invitations from us. On today's show, we're going to have a great time. Let's talk about Can saying that the Tinubu campaign used fake pastors for an event. Then let's talk about Lagos State's new smart identity card. And then we'll talk about land grabbers. Our third story is about a land grab. Chukwudi will bring you Eyewitness after Onyi Sunday brings you League of Extraordinary Nigerians. On the big hard fact, let's talk about motorists complaining about extortion on Third Mainland Bridge. What's happening there? Waiting their curve for that side. As usual, we'll have news, sports, business updates coming your way. And if we have some time between 6:15 and 6:30, before Richie Bakari Yusuf takes the air, we're going to talk about at what point seniority matters outside. Should seniority, sibling seniority, matter outside? All right, let's get into it. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three.
The Big Three
on the Hard Facts
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Who were the supposed bishops at the Shettima unveiling? Who were the supposed bishops at the Shettima unveiling? How will the new Lagos ID card work? What do we do about land grabbers? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Khan says that those men at the Shettima unveiling were not pastors. That's our first story. Yesterday, Bola Tinubu officially announced Kashim Shettima as his running mate. It happened at the Shehu Musa Yar'Adua Center in Abuja. And there were lots of guests at the event. Lots and lots and lots and lots of guests. Right? But Shettima, in his acceptance speech, singled out a particular group of guests.
I want to thank you for your leadership. I want to thank 30 bishops. 30 bishops of the Christian Church who are here to solidarize.
He wants to thank them for their leadership. He said 30 bishops of the Catholic Church. Well, here's where it got interesting. People noticed that the so-called bishops were not called to the high table, which is usually what happens. Instead, they were carrying chairs on their head to find where to sit. If you are watching our live stream, I have footage of them carrying chairs on their head, looking for where to sit. We're showing it to you right now. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Today's a good day to watch our live stream because I've got a lot of videos to share with you. So Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. So you have these bishops, Catholic bishops, according to Shettima at least, carrying chairs on their head to find where to sit. And you see these men in their priestly vestments carrying these chairs. That's when people started scrutinizing them. People started noticing, oh, there was something off about their appearance. People on social media started sharing pictures of these men to point out that their clothing was wrong. So again, go back to our live stream. I want to show you a picture. So you have one of them wearing a chasuble. If you're not Catholic, a chasuble is what a priest wears when he's officiating mass and administrating the Eucharist. A Catholic priest would never wear that outside. I'm showing you the picture right now. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3. And then you can see another person with an oversized Sukito. That's the skull cap. Now, when the bishops left the hall, some journalists tried to ask them questions. That's a normal thing, right? Especially since Shettima had gone to the trouble of saying, oh, that, you know, these were guests of honor. Right? So, if the guest of honor is mentioning them specifically, Shettima himself is mentioning them specifically, journalists said, oh, these are people we want to hear from. Let's talk to them. I'm going to play this on the live stream for you as well. But for those of you who cannot get on Facebook right now to watch, let me play you the audio.
Why not? Are you scared? No, what I'm saying is, are you scared of talking to Nigerians while you are here? Don't you have anything to say to certain Nigerians?
Why not? Are you scared?
No, what I'm saying is,
now, I've been on the radio for over 10 years, for over a decade. I've never seen men of the cloth refuse to answer questions after a public event or even refuse to identify themselves. I've never seen that.
Why not? Are you scared?
And then more footage emerged. Someone filmed these same men after they emerged from the Yar'Adua Center. From the Yar'Adua Center. And in that film, let me just play the audio for you.
No, See the people they put us for trouble for Nigeria. Now they put us for wahala for this country. Una they share money, they do fake bishop. Fake bishop, una they share money. Video they Thank Bishop.
Keep quiet, oh. He don't do a beg, oh. He don't do.
He don't do. And I don't want make our country progress. And I don't want make Nigeria progress. Thank Bishop.
So you can hear the narrator in this video alleging that her clip shows the alleged bishops allegedly sharing money. Someone on my social media said, Sandra, you love the word alleged. Yeah, well, it's alleged. It's always alleged. There are also videos allegedly showing them changing out of their vestments in the parking lot. Also, so far, none of the men have been identified as the pastor of a specific church anywhere in Nigeria. But... the Tinubu campaign is insisting that these were men of the cloth. Bayo Onanuga, the campaign media director, put out a statement saying, quote, "We want to say that those clergymen were not fake. They were not mechanics or yam sellers, as the purveyors of hatred have made Nigerians to believe in the social media. They are not the big names in Christendom yet. They are gradually building up their missions," end quote. So Onanuga is saying that these are up-and-coming pastors who never blew. Onanuga also said that this is all social media noise orchestrated by opposition parties. But the Christian Association of Nigeria is not a political party, and they are also saying that the priests are fake. We heard from Joseph John Hayab, the chairman of CAN for Kaduna. He said, quote, "The people we saw at the unveiling of Shettima paraded as bishops are people who did not have enough time to learn how to wear bishop garments. Take a closer look at their photo and you will see another Nollywood movie. CAN wonders why the desperation. First, a story was out claiming to have come from the chairman of CAN, Borno State, only to be refuted. Secondly, there was another lie that Bola Ahmed Tinubu and his running mate were on their way to meet CAN president one night, a meeting that was not true and was on a night that the CAN president was in Alabama, USA, attending the Baptist World Alliance Conference, of which he is the vice president. Another desperation story was that they met Papa Adeboye, which the RCCG later refuted. If Christians are not important, why the desperation? Bola Tinubu is free to hire mechanics and other artisans and sew clerical garments for them, an effort that will only add to their many ropes when the political exercise is over, but will not change the need and justice that CAN is calling for. CAN appreciates that we are in a democracy, no need to do funny and dubious things just to prove a point, because it will end with a backfire. The BAT team should simply do what is right and stop the drama," end quote. Those are the words of CAN. CAN says these are not pastors. Tinubu campaign says they are pastors. We're waiting for the campaign maybe to give us their names and their churches. Now, of course, people on social media have already started searching them out, trying to find some of them from their different social media accounts. But I can't confirm one way or the other if the people they are claiming are those in those videos and those pictures are actually those in those videos and those pictures. But Lagos, let's talk, huh? 0700-993-993-993. How you see this matter?
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Sandra.
Kevin, thanks for calling.
I greet you.
I greet you too.
It's not my phone that is making that noise.
It's your own, no?
How come?
I don't know.
Okay, sorry. Yes, Sandra.
Mm.
Earlier today, I was taken aback when that news came on. But as the days went ahead today, the picture started getting clearer to me.
Okay.
It does not look good at all. This is a complete mess. All the whole videos you talked about and shows on the live stream, I've seen all. And it's a complete mess. That this is how far some people can be desperate just to get power. And at the end of the day, when you get that power, what are you going to do with it? Are you going to better the lives of the people? Are you going to make healthcare better? Are you going to make education better? Are you going to provide jobs for the people? Are you going to make the economy boom? Or is it just to get the power for power's sake? You can see that this desperation does not mean well for the people. This is a complete mess and insult on the Catholic organization. And I think they should not take it lightly. Something should be done. This is a complete joke. How can you do this in the name of getting power? Thank you.
Victor, thanks for calling. Sorry, Kevin, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Meg.
Hi, Meg. Welcome.
This is laughable. Eh? As a Catholic by birth,
oh,
this is scandalous. Whoa. When I saw those things, I said, this ain't the church I grew up in. Okay. This is not how they look.
Okay.
They don't look this impoverished. Did you see the tattered bag one of them was using to hide his face? It don't shock me, oh. Make I speak Pidgin like my Delta people. It don't shock me at all.
Okay.
These are people who allegedly have fake things. Everything fake. You don't go shock with that. Make it no shock with that, beg. The drum might on play according to Khan. We just sit down the way to make me watch her. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you, Meg, for calling. Victor is on the line. Hi, Victor.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yes, I don't know why Nigerians are surprised. You know, prior to 2015 election, we saw all sort of lies and scandal.
Okay.
And they won, and we've seen what lie can bring to Nigerians. So I don't know why we are surprised that APC will do this type of thing. And the desperation is much, yes, but we shouldn't be surprised now. Somebody said, Emiloko. And what do you And they gave him. He won it. And you want to win the big one. And why are you everybody surprised? You can go to any length. I'm not surprised. It's left for Nigerians to do what is right. That's your thing.
Okay. All right, Victor. Thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on Facebook. Remember, we're showing you some of these videos live. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm sure you've seen them for yourself, but if you haven't, we're showing it to you anyway. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Aza from Cotton.
Welcome. Go ahead. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Happiness from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Happiness.
Sandra, this drama is very shameful. Oh, very, very shameful. And let's expect more. We'll watch more films before the end of the election. Before we enter the election, we'll watch more films. Have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Azu Frank calling us. Azu is in Indonesia, I believe. Yes?
Hi, Sandra.
Hi. Welcome. Go ahead.
Always nice speaking with you. Sandra, on the topic, the bishop stuff, just two things came to my mind. Number one, if the politicians claim that they are real, why not give us their parishes, their names, so we could confirm it?
Okay. Ah, looks like we lost the connection to Frank. Okay, you're back.
Hello, I can hear you. Are you still there?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I was trying to say something. I'm like, this unable to identify people is getting too much. If the politicians say they are real, tell us their parishes, tell us their names, give us their identity. We cannot just be having people wearing robes and we don't know where they are. Like, every aspect, soldiers, we don't know, Boko Haram, we don't know, unknown men, now bishops, we don't know them. Politicians should please just tell us, oh, their identity, prove to us, oh, these guys are for real. That is, you know, what I think is number one. Then, secondly, if the politicians say religion is not really important, it does not really matter, we're talking about competence, why go so far trying to prove by bringing bishops in those numbers that we can't identify there? Are you not, you know, disputing yourself? If you say religion does not matter, why try to, like, you know, present some clergy to us? I think that's my own take on it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling Azu to share your take. We'll take a break. When we come back, let's talk about the Lagos ID. There's a new one. It's a digital one. What do you think about it? 993. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Chinyanyangwa. I'm calling from Osubo Street.
Welcome.
The Charod here.
Welcome.
So, Sandra, my concern now is not about these guys of clergy people. My concern is the INEC. The INEC, are they going to do the needful? You know, when this Osun State election was conducted, the sensitive material, INEC material, was kept in INEC office, and everything went smoothly. Okay, now they're telling us that those materials in general election, it will be very heavy for them to put it in the INEC office, that they will put it in CDN office. Okay, now this man, Godwin Emefiele, when we're hearing that he's a member of APC, so how is he going to handle those materials? How is it going to be possible for the material to be saved there? That is my concern. That is what everybody should be discussing by now. What are we going to do about that?
All right, Chinaya, thank you so much for calling. Let me bring you our second story. We've got the Lagos State's new Lazra card. I say new because Lagosians already have Lazra cards, at least some of them. I don't have one, but some of you do. But the state government has launched a digital one now, a digital Lazra card. Governor Sanwo-Olu says that this card will help improve security, payments, service delivery, all of that. So this new card has a chip and PIN system, just like your ATM card. And just like your ATM card, you can use it to pay for stuff because it has a wallet. So, for example, you'll be able to pay for your BRT ride or your ferry ride. Maybe we'll also be able to use them at health centers. The governor also said something interesting. He said that any visitor who plans to stay in Lagos for more than 2 months, that person must enroll for the card. Now, they can't get rejected because it's not like a visa. The idea is, if you live in Lagos, the government wants to know who you are. By the way, the new Lazra card is supposed to be free. And if you've already registered with Lazra and they have your biometrics, there's no need to register afresh. What do you think about this initiative? Do you think that a new digital card for accessing services, payments, identification, do you think it's a good plan? Do you think it will be properly implemented? Talk to me. 0700-993-993-993. You can also share your thoughts about our first story. I don't know what's happening with WhatsApp. I'm not able to access it for some reason. So please send the messages that you've sent to WhatsApp already to Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Send it to Facebook. Send it to YouTube. Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 3:32. Let's talk 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Uche from Satellite.
Welcome, Uche.
Yeah. Please, can I speak on the fake bishops?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah. It's not enough that they are killing our Reverend Father. now is to use them and do Nollywood drama. That's what they have decided to do. And then,
yes,
let me just tell you, they are using their hands to draw down the Holy Ghost fire. And when it will start burning, by the special grace of God, me and my family will not be there. Good afternoon, Adane.
All right, Uche, thank you very much for calling. I should say, of course, that the APC isn't killing Reverend Fathers. Terrorists are. So it's not right to say when they are killing, killing Reverend Fathers is not enough. Now you're using them to act in Hollywood drama. The two things are not related, but thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Alex O calling you from Olimosho.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, on the first story you read about, well, I just want to draw the attention of Nigerians, most especially people of the Christian faith. I am a Christian. I'm a strong believer.
Okay.
It's quite pathetic that such thing could go on like this. It's just a mockery of this Christian faith. And this is just what I see from what happened in this scenario is like a small test just to see the emotions of Nigerians and how they will react when such thing comes off. It is a written script just to test the emotions of Nigerians. These politicians, they are playing on the mindset of Nigerians, and people are not really following this script. We need to understand that these people, they can't fool us anymore. So people shouldn't get so emotional about it. They should just learn to understand that when you feel that you can deceive people, it is not going to happen anymore. And secondly, on that last part of the thing, I think it's a good innovative because with what is happening now in this country, if we are able to implement this, and truthfully, if the government are willing to do the right thing with this, I bet you we'll have a headway with this. I've already got in mind. Well, I want to appeal to every good citizen, especially Lagosians and those living here. If you know you have no ulterior motive and you know you want to be governed by a good government, get this first, no matter who the government is right now. But we know we will get there. We are going to have a good government very soon. So please, then we can be able to fish out those illegal immigrants or those who have negative motive. You understand?
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let me take a few messages off of Facebook. Olayinka Jamiu says, Sandra, these are the names of the bishop that attended to APC. And then he sent me a long list of their names and numbers. All right, then. Thank you very much. All right, Lagos, you have the names and numbers of those bishops on our Facebook page, according to Olayinka Jami. Olayinka, thank you very much. Ralphie says, Sandra and her listeners are speaking my mind on this issue. Desperation in the APC is alarming. It shows that the... okay, I can't read that on air. But thank you very much for your message. Let's speak with Charles Okani. Hi, Charles. Good to have you on the show. For your message.
Hello.
Hi, Charles. Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Where are you joining us from?
I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yesterday, what I saw, I was embarrassed.
Okay.
Let me be sincere to you. This APT government, they are taking us for a fool. Imagine we here in Europe, we are suffering from the bad government. Is it issue of passport? Is it the government of APC? They are just there to fool people. So Nigerians, this time around, they should be awake. They should stand first and vote the right people for coming 2023. God bless you and me. God bless Nigeria.
Thank you very much for calling from Barcelona. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello, sir.
Hello, good afternoon.
Sandra, why? Bye. Hey, my neighbor, one name, Adan Kano.
Day you.
So, this APC people, Sandra, I laugh. Yesterday, when the news broke, I didn't believe it. Then, during 2015,
okay.
they brought Buhari to us and said it's because he's Mr. Integrity.
Mm.
As we see the integrity now, you don't see the integrity well. They don't bring this one, Mr. Competence. Now, in the competence, pass all that. You can see the competence in him. You don't see him. People, beware, oh. Beware, they don't carry come again. Beware this time. We don't want that kind of competence, you. That will competence, you know, go work this time.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. By the way, bishops trending number one in Nigeria on Twitter. The word bishop or bishops is trending number one on Nigerian Twitter. So that display yesterday is the biggest story in the country today. Everyone's talking about it in the different WhatsApp groups, different Facebook groups, different media platforms. You gotta love social media, because imagine that this was 2000. Imagine that this was the year 2000. You watch NTA and Cyril Stoba and Eugenia Abu will come and tell you, oh, a cross-section of Catholic bishops gathered and endorsed the APC vice presidential candidate. There's nobody will check it, you know. There was no Nigerian for that time, so the Nigerian will not carry it. There was no social media at that time, so you will not see it for yourself on your own WhatsApp. You will not see it for yourself on your own Twitter, your own Facebook, your own Instagram. Gotta love social media. It's the reason you should protect social media at all costs. Protect it. Make sure no one takes it away from you. No one. None of the social media platforms. Not Twitter, not Facebook, not WhatsApp, not Instagram. Protect it. At least that one no day anybody purview to shape as they like. You understand? Okay. Let me take a few more thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
You know why I got you? Comedy Kitchen.
Comedy Kitchen, welcome.
And in there, what happened at the Shetima on film was what we call a charade and a malicious act. And it need to spike some genuine, reasonable men of God. And it's unacceptable. Are you hearing me, Auntie?
Okay.
First corner said it all. If you grab power, can you come and help 50 companies that have shut down and do on the road and give me soft loans to do mechanized agriculture? Everything not to grab power. If you think that you can win election, if you think that you can win election, come out boldly and forget this abracadabra and the malicious humor and the malicious act. Are you hearing me?
Mm.
I'm very, very angry.
Don't be angry.
The
Don't
and
be
I want Khan to follow this case. Let me say, then go call talk on, I go call enter back again concerning a session of this thing, the Lord Bridge. I condemn you to arrive here at this 1990. The open 10-day Mainland Bridge. Let them stop extortion Nigeria. We are buying fuel in 175. Let them stop the extortion.
All right, thank you very much for calling. Well, we're not talking about the extortion on Third Mainland Bridge yet. We're going to wait until 5 p.m. to talk about that. That's when that conversation comes up. But for right now, we've brought you our first two stories. First story, we took you to Abuja, where Shettima was unveiled as the official vice presidential candidate for Ahmed Bola Tinubu. And then we brought you back to Lagos, where we showed you the new Lagos ID card. We're taking your thoughts on those two stories. We have one more story about land grabbing coming up. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Good evening. How are
Hello,
you?
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Aza from Ikotun.
Welcome. Go ahead.
I think the Tinubu situation, I think people should use it to get smarter, because I think someone that is trying to do everything to get power is not legit like that. So I think it's not the best candidate for Nigeria, neither is PDP. So people should vote for another party.
Okay, thank you for calling. Dan P on Twitter says, Sandra, this is to prove that power is sweet, and they're not ready to give the power to the youth. If it was them, they will call it blasphemy. Khan should take this matter seriously. All right, Dan P, thank you very much for your message. Well, we do have messages explaining who these bishops are. We also have the Tinubu support group saying that these are they're not fake, they're up and coming, you know. We also have lists flying around on social media claiming that those are the names of the bishops, and also attached their numbers. I'm looking at a tweet right now from Governor Sanwo-Olu's media aide, Jibril Gawat. He has flyers allegedly of one of the, what's the word I'm looking for? Allegedly of one of the bishops and his church programs, you know. So let me look at it again so that I can show it to you. In fact, let me even send it to the digital team so that the digital team can show you some of these flyers and you can judge for yourself, you know. So you have these flyers, pray for Benue now presents who did this Benue. This flyer is allegedly from the 31st of January 2018 and it has some of those people listed as actual bishops. Well, not bishops, but men of the cloth, clergy. But you also have Shetima, who said that they have over 30 Catholic bishops. He said that, Catholic bishops. So if the APC are now saying, oh, because if you're a Catholic bishop, you're not up and coming. Because Tinubu's campaign team came out with statements saying they're up and coming men of God. But I was born Catholic. I was a Catholic for a long time. And I know that bishopry, there's nothing like up and coming about it, number one. Number two, they're not, it's not like you have bishop of different branches, you know. That's not how it works. That's number two. Number three, bishops will not be carrying their chair on their head and looking for where to sit in the hall. Number four, bishops will not wear what these people wore to attend this event. Number five, I mean, the list is very long, but Jibril Gawat has a poster of some of the church programs by some of these people who have been listed so far. So go check them out. We're showing them to you right now on our live stream. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
How are you doing?
I'm very
well. My name is Helen.
Welcome, Helen.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the religious leaders, the alleged religious leaders.
Mm.
You know, they don't tell blind man, say, market don't close, it's a parable. Or say, party don't end. When you not hear music, you go, no, say, so don't finish.
Abby.
You know, it's very glaring. Because from the past, after any religious event, you see pastors, they want to grant interviews or say, okay, this is how the events went. It's even weddings. They go to parties, birthdays. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
They always want to comment. So, okay, this celebrant is this, is that. It comes to support our person and all that and all that.
Mm.
So avoiding the press. One, reason for one to be suspicious. Number two, the way they were looking, very, very unkempt. Very, very untidy. Whether they don't sleep for house, I don't know where they came out from. I don't know.
Mm.
That's two. Number three, the ladies, yes. When I'm a week, she wear off. Or when I'm a week, even the way she was even looking, my sister.
Mm.
There is God, though. My own language is, you don't cast. We cannot be deceived for too long, but let God's will be done.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling to share your thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra. Sir. How are you?
No, good afternoon.
Welcome.
To me, I don't see anything. I am not surprised, just as other callers have said.
Okay.
Why I'm not surprised is because I think it's a good sign for Nigerians presently.
Okay.
So somebody who really say he need your vote to help you, to turn things around.
Mm.
Koro, you never ever give them chance. You don't show you uru to enter the government. Then now that he has not even clinched the power, imagine what the outcome will be, if God forbid that it happened to clinch the power, how will turn things around? The rule we are facing now will never even finish up. Then we can enter another wuru. It's a good sign for Nigeria. Thank you. Good afternoon.
All right. Good afternoon. Land grabbers are back in the news. That's our third story. They allegedly attacked some communities in Yeguda, Abomiti, and Eyinosa, all in Ekpe area. These particular communities were relocated by government. Originally, they were in the area that has now become the Lekki Free Trade Zone. So when government wanted to start the zone, they relocated hundreds of communities there to new land. But now those communities are getting attacked on that new land and they're begging the government to intervene. Ayodele Olayinka is one of the community chairmen and he said, quote, "We do not have any dealings with them, but they are trying to take our land. This land was given to us by the government. The government acquired over 8,000 hectares from us and gave us a CFO of 800 hectares this year," end quote. Now, before we talk about the land grabbers, let's talk about the size of the land. Because you just heard me, the man said that their original land was 8,000 hectares, but government relocated them on 800 hectares only. So 10%. Of 8,000. So those people have already lost 90% of their land size. So first of all, should government even be allowed to do that? That's the first question, first. If government is relocating the people because we need their land for a project, shouldn't those people get the exact same amount of land? But back to the land grabbers. One of the witnesses said that they raided the villages in the night, burned their huts, their houses, stole motorcycles, stole their animals, attacked people with guns and machetes. And yesterday, elders, leaders, youths of the communities staged a protest march, demanding that government take action to protect them. How can land grabbers be operating in Lagos? How are gangs able to attack people on their land to try and steal the land from them in 2022? This is not 1800s. Should this be able to happen in a place where there is law and order? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Yeah, President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Dan Kano. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello, what's your name?
Christopher. The Senior Special Advisor.
Welcome, Christopher.
Yeah, please, President Sandra, people should not drag Catholics into this. This is the part of the political strategy that these guys have. It's left for Nigerians to decide what to do. Do you understand?
Okay.
They did it just to prove, say, yes, Christians are in support of the Muslim ticket. You know, when this story come out, I say, this whole I'm saying, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. How come they go and dress some guys up in the certain garments? You hear what those ladies were saying?
Okay.
Oh, you are the people spoiling Nigeria. So the ball is in our court. I want to beg them, Catholic or Christians have suffered enough, so people should not drag them into this. Hello, Professor. You hear me?
All right. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Joy on the line. Hi, Joy.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello.
This is Joy.
How are you? Welcome.
Sandra, see, this morning when I called, I said this is a slap, okay, on the Christians. And it's actually very blasphemous for them to do this. I don't believe it's allegedly. This is real. I know we would just like to tell ourselves, you know, just try to paint things that is allegedly. If it is the other way around, I know what will be happening now as we speak. What are they making Catholics look like? Shetima said, Catholics, he welcomes the Catholic bishops, or how many bishops were here in the program. So now they are saying, the campaign team are saying, oh, these are upcoming pastors. Let me tell people, you see those names, you see, they are fictitious names. And even those numbers, even if you call them, they are cloned. They will hear you. And they might come after it. So don't even bother calling those numbers. These are staged, whatever. These people you see coming on social media, they are planted
some people believe that those people you see there are real clergymen.
Mm.
For the lastra, I want to know, those that have the old lastra, what happens to the old lastra? Because I don't know, we keep changing IDs like we are changing ID cards. These kind of things, once you have it, it's supposed to last for a long time. Now they are coming up with this one again, the chip and pin. Well, we are here. Okay. This is about the controversies.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a look at messages we've got on Twitter. Oladapo says they are from Hunger Strike Diocese. President Greenish says we are in a democracy. If we don't want them, we vote somebody else. I don't know how this is worth discussing. We are just turning nothing into a big deal. All right, we've got more messages on Twitter. I'm trying to see which ones are for us. Babatunde Mustafa says it's unfortunate and disheartening to say the least. I never knew they could take this level of desperation to another level. It's an affront. Even Kevin is so disappointed. Maybe Bishop Etim was part of them. Okay. All right. We've got more messages coming in. Let's take a look at some of them on Facebook. Like I said, I don't have access to WhatsApp, so please send your messages to us on social, on Facebook and Twitter. Adeoye Adojo says, please, let's stop all this fake bishop saga. I'm also a minister of God, preaching the gospel of Jesus. When Muslims and imams attended Obi rally, were they fake or original Muslims? Please, it's not only Catholic priests that wear cassocks. It's not only Catholic priests that answer bishops. Let's stop this division and unnecessary hatred towards any political party or personalities. Adeoye, thank you very much for your message. We'll take a break.